everybody, and welcome to episode 28 of the third season of Press X to Start.
Yeah.
Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games for everyone. And we here at Press X hope to stop exclusivity with our discussions on news, reviews.
I'm sorry, what?
And all things video games.
This man brain froze.
It sure did. That was a buffering sign and everything.
We stopped exclusivity.
Old pinwheel head ass nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to make podcasts great again, ass nigga.
Right.
I'm your host, your heavyweight champion from Wish Niggerwood, California, aka the janitor, because I be washing niggas, aka. AKA, why is it called a blowjob when you're sucking?
Yeah, you're right. I'm guessing the first person was really bad at it.
Whistling on the dick.
How did you research this topic again?
I don't know. Marcus Ellison.
I am DJ, aka Sexy Bad Choices, aka DJ, formerly known as Scarlett Jo Hansen.
Yeah.
AKA, did you know
what?
Whoa.
A teaspoon spoon of a neutron star would weigh 6 billion tons? You know how big that is? That's 6 billion tons big.
You just said a lot of words.
I did. Yeah.
He has all the words.
He said, man.
Let's back up some. A neutron star is what's left after a supernova.
Is he related to Jimmy?
Let me fact check your ass for Roy Knight.
Thank you, Bill Nye.
What are you talking about?
Thank you, Bill Nye, the science Negro. What it is? This is Cameron.
So basically, when a star... I'm sorry.
Oh, are you not done?
Were you talking?
I thought you were done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'm done. Now I'm done. Because you just want to interrupt me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
So as I was saying, neutron star. No, I'm done. Go ahead.
Hey, everyone. This is Cameron making a guest appearance.
On the podcast he started.
AKA the Salt and the Segways.
Okay.
Even though I can't come up with any segways anymore. Not that they were fired to begin with.
Cam like Jordan when he play for the Wizards now. It's rough.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, I just thought about this joke where they were making fun of somebody's Jordans.
Uh-huh.
And they literally said, oh, he got the Jordans that Michael Jordan played when he was playing for the Wizards, to talk about how busted the Jordans were. Anyway,
I'm Sean MF Raw.
What the MF stand for?
Mad Flow.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
I be spitting
on the mic. Literally. Nigga, you nasty.
Ashy lipped.
Just edit out the spit, nigga. Shut up.
Edit out the spit.
You heard me.
Shit. That's what she said.
Oh my god.
And now that we all introduced,
yeah,
we gonna get into what we've been playing.
All right.
So who's starting?
I guess me.
Yeah, I guess you.
Yeah. I've been playing actually, let me start out with the weakest game that I played.
Okay.
Wipeout.
Ooh.
For the free?
Yeah, I played the free jump.
Ooh.
I tried all three modes. You know what? It's okay. Yeah. If you're into Wipeout.
Right, right.
I used to play it like way back in the day on PS1.
Yeah.
And then you grew up.
Nah, I just need regular car racing. Like, this shit is just like way too fucking fast for me.
It's no Ridge Racer. Oh,
yeah. Although, I'm going to try out the VR mode and probably throw up. One time.
Yeah.
I think it does have a VR mode.
Yeah.
Morty.
I wish you the best of luck on that.
Right. Still playing. I'm about to get a headache playing that game.
Still playing Spelunky nightly.
Okay.
Still fucking up. Like, always getting like this close and then doing some stupid shit.
Yeah.
Played some more Apex. Got some more wins. I won twice last night. Once my teammates dropped out of the game for some goddamn reason again.
And it's because you're black.
They can tell. bring back them old Call of Duty days. No, one match I actually won just sneaking around and just hiding, and the last two teams fought in the storm and just died. Like, you can just win just like that.
Wow.
Like, if some people just are pushing and can't wait to engage because the circle gets super small.
Yeah, that sounds like the way that I would win a round of Apex Legends.
Yeah, so. And then I'm playing Sniper Elite.
Hey.
I'm loving this game right now. Bruh, I am spending like 2 hours on each level.
Jesus.
You don't even have to take that fucking long. I just like going around killing everybody. The mission will be done. They'll be like, all right, the exit is over here. I'm going the opposite direction.
Oh, is that a squirrel?
Just going to kill niggas, just having casual conversation about my Fruyo. My Fiora. Yo, when you kill people in this game, it like does this weird matrix zooming in effect. It follows the bullet and it does like an X-ray kind of effect. You know, like in Mortal Kombat, the X-ray shit. It does that on everybody part.
This does, does
even
it
the
do
testicles.
It for, yeah, I was about to say.
I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to blow a nigga nuts off, but I haven't been able
to
yet.
What?
You're trying to hey, we all have our goals, right?
You're trying to blow a nigga nuts off.
Yes, they actually are rendered in the game. You'll see two testes in the game when you're shooting people.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've gotten, you can shoot them in the eye, the lung, the heart, the brain.
You know what? Here's a challenge for you. Do like High School of the Dead. Try to weave the bullet between the balls.
Betwixt. Nah, but yeah, I've only gotten like two
you
levels.
You know what I'm talking
in.
About though? Yeah. High School of the Dead? Okay.
It's no, anime.
It's fucking nerd.
It's a manga that was service? An anime. Basically, the scene that I'm talking about is that, of course, these are high school students fighting zombies. Mm. And the main character picks up a sniper rifle. And is it a sniper rifle or assault rifle? Anyways, he fires a gun.
It shoots bullets.
And it's attached to his friend, who happens to be a Asian anime student. Thus, she has size double D chest. And he's firing the bullets, and one of the bullets weaves through her boobs as they're like waving back and forth. This show has a lot of fan service.
Is this waving like seaweed and Mario, nigga?
Yes.
Completely accurate physics.
Right.
Yes. I've only played about 4 or 5 hours of this game. I've only done like two levels. I spend that much time on each level.
Jeez. Well, that's good. You know, as long as you're having fun.
And you can loot the bodies and you can throw them.
All right. I'm going to download that. I think actually I do. I have it downloaded. Yeah, I haven't played it yet.
I yeeted a body off a bridge.
Oh, really? We're a podcast.
That's a start. Subscribe and like.
I threw him off the bridge because he ain't subscribe and like.
And that's what happened to you. Right.
So, what I've been playing.
What you been playing, Marcus?
So I beat Days Gone.
Yay.
Did you like it?
And I got things to say.
How dare you?
Fuck Days Gone. Fuck Days Gone Mama. Fuck Ben Studios. Fuck Days Gone Daddy.
Wow.
Honestly, I will say this.
Fuck.
The game is not bad. It's rough, but it's not bad.
Mm. So the gameplay loop is solid.
But
they
still
made some questionable story.
Fuck this game. Because let me tell you something. Uh-oh. I out loud said fuck you to this game.
Oh, wow.
When we got toward the end of the game, big crescendo had just happened. Mm-hmm. You get off of Wizard Island, which is where like no, fortunately there were no wizards, but you're on this island trying to get your wife back, find out she's alive.
Ooh,
and she's
working.
She's working with this group of this militia, and it's headed by this crazy religious fundamentalist. And so you get off that. You get back to Iron Mike's and you're just like, we got to make sure that everything's all right.
Yeah.
Now it's about to be a war between the militia and the other camps on the north.
Between Rick and...
Essentially, yes. Yes. Rick and Negan's people. And this game got the nerve to send me on 3 extra fetch quests just at the crescendo of this goddamn game. I was like, fuck you. No. No. I refuse.
But did you do the quest?
I had to. I had no choice. And then they had the nerve to send me to fight 2 hordes because that should be a choice. They opened up a whole horde section of the game. Hey, I shouldn't have to fight them.
A good game won't give you the choice. Last of Us.
Yeah. And I never had to fight no horde on Last of Us.
Oh my God.
I didn't come here to be disrespectful. Nah, but God, man, like that game is so frustrating, yeah, man.
I know. You sound right? So pissed, bro.
No, dude, I didn't like that I was feeling like this, but I was actively frustrated while I was playing through the last section of that game just because of like the decisions that they were making.
Right.
And the way that just the narrative flow was all over the place. It just, it's a goddamn shame. And then I come to find out that there's a secret ending. Spoiler alert, but this game has been out for a while now, so fuck it. It turns out that the Nero or the government agent that you're working with on and off throughout the game, it turns out that he's a freaker the entire time. And they keep making allusions throughout the game that like the freakers are evolving. But like when they say evolving, they mean like they're becoming stronger, not able to have sentience. And throughout the entire game, this man's talking to me like a normal ass human. And then when he turns off, takes off his fucking mask, he makes freaker crackhead noises. And I'm like, what the fuck? How? What? I hate this goddamn game.
I'm sorry, I've been saving that all game.
he had bronchitis. Didn't have a throat lozenge that time. Oh, and he's like, gosh, they're coming. So there's a Days Gone 2, I guess. And there's going to be evolved freakers that work for the government because that makes sense.
So that's what he meant. Like, they're coming as in more of
I
him?
Guess. I don't know. Maybe wow. He's talking about that Death Stranding song. Maybe Days Gone 2 is Death Stranding.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah, but man, like I said, the game's not terrible, but fuck that game.
Yeah.
You will not be on my top five for the end of the year. Top
five. Damn.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you know.
So Dragon's Dogma is pretty good, guys.
Always. Dragon's Dogma is the one game that has never let me down.
Yeah, right?
Like,
especially this year.
At all. Like, who would have thought in 2019 I'd be playing a game that I bought in 2014?
Yeah, and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's the one game that's never let you down. The one,
bro. I bought it on PS3, and then I turn around and bought the Darker Arisen DLC on PS3.
Yep.
Then turn around and bought the remaster on PS4.
That's wild.
Ooh.
The commitment that I have for this game.
No, I definitely feel you.
I literally be like, oh man, I got new games to be playing, and then I'm like, I'm gonna play some Dragon Ball. It is.
So okay, what you been playing?
Actually, I haven't been playing Dragon's Dogma. I took a break
to think. He had all that to say, but not Dragon's Dogma.
No, I took
what else have you been playing though?
I took a break to play My Little Dictator, which is known as Ni No Kuni 2.
Okay.
And okay. So the reason why I call it My Little Dictator,
I hope you tell us.
So the game opens up like this. You are Prince Evan. You are a white boy with blonde hair and
sounds
cat right. ears.
Sounds like what?
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds about.
And so the character Roland, who comes in, he's president of the United States on Earth, and then he randomly gets hit with a portal and lands into the little kingdom that they're in. And when he lands,
oh anime,
it's in the midst of a hostile takeover because Roland's dad died. So this Master Splinter looking rat takes ooh. Over Roland's kingdom.
Is there Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in this?
No, but sentient cat and rats battling together.
No turtles though.
Nah.
Not buying it.
And so what happens is your goal is to help Evan get his king back, his kingdom back.
Okay.
But then along the way, he realizes, I don't want my old kingdom back. I want a kingdom where there's perpetual peace and that people are always getting along.
Oh, I like how this is going to go.
And so then they're like, they're having a group meeting and they're like, well, how do we make this happen?
Yeah.
And so then he says, well, let's go to every kingdom where there's like war. First, we'll create a doctrine called the Declaration of Interdependence.
Interdependence?
Interdependence. Okay. And then you sign this, meaning that you will be at peace with all the kingdoms in the realm.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what do we do for people who just don't want to do this? Oh, we're going to beat the shit out of them.
This sounds like Cold Geese. This nigga's a loose.
And so literally what you do is you go to these different kingdoms. You beat like the monsters and like the actual leaders of the kingdom, and then the spirit leaves them, and then they're like, all right, cool, we'll sign your doctrine now. And then
the spirit of independence leaves them.
No, the spirit of their evil whole spirit. The evil spirit leaves them.
Yes, that evil spirit was their independence.
Yeah. And then
that
next
sounds
thing
like
you know,
being introduced to Christianity.
Yep.
This sounds like the game that Mass Effect Andromeda should have been.
Right. This is literal, like, you are doing literal colonialism. And then, like,
you trying to join the Earth Alliance? Nah. All
right. Slap up.
We asked you.
And so then while all this is happening, there is this, like, miniature game within the game where you do, like, you amass armies and you do, like, these tiny battlefield fights. So you ever played Assassin's Creed...
All of them?
Yeah, but you know the one where Ezio goes and he like does those like fake battles on the streets of Paris.
Isn't
and
that
he like
two?
I don't know, man.
But don't know. Yeah, basically.
Hey, look,
we're
that. Not going to waste time figuring out which one it is because they're all fucking the same.
Yeah. So basically, no, you're right. And basically you do that. In comparison to the first Nino Kuni, I don't really care for it that much. The battle system is really dumbed down. Like you really just button mash the whole time. Really? So it's not really that fun. The part that's been the most fun has been the kingdom building aspect of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you literally go and recruit citizens from different parts of the world, bring them to your kingdom and make them work in shops.
Wow. Already.
Yo, I can say that out loud.
when you put them in the shops, do you also give them like a chain around their neck?
No, but it's literally like, oh, you are skilled at woodworking. You will work in my woodworking shop.
Oh shit.
And then you will upgrade my weapons.
Do they get slave outfit too?
It sounds about white.
You know, talking out loud, it sounds even more My Little Dictator-ish. Like,
yeah, it really does.
And so to take a break from that, I started all that ruling. Mm. So I decided to switch up and play Pokemon Sun, Ultra Sun.
Do more ruling.
Yeah.
This time over animals.
It's just so crazy to me that they give like all this responsibility in the world to like a 12-year-old. Like it's literally like our island is in so much trouble. There's no capable adults around at all. Hey, 12-year-old, please.
Yo, every parent in Pokemon is neglectful as fuck.
Yep.
They got so you go to like
how you think
you battle preschoolers. Like you battle preschoolers.
Yep.
And then the
in a world with no adults.
It's literally Lord of the Flies.
Yes.
But with miniature monsters.
Right.
And so that's what I've been doing. It's very fun. I would say that Pokemon Ultra definitely gives you that, or Pokemon Sun and Moon, I'm gonna assume, gives you that feel of being in the show because of the way they progress with the story and stuff.
Yeah, like they definitely did a very good job of making Pokemon feel interactive with Sun and Moon. Yeah, so are you doing this in to get ready for?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. I'm going to give me one of those nice wheezing or coughing bong looking.
Gentleman wheezy?
Yes. They wear bow ties. This is poison gas, my dude. Right.
Wheezing.
I don't normally poison gas, but when I do, it's...
wheezing.
Oh, shit.
So what you been playing?
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned earlier...
Uh-huh.
Dragon Dogma is a fantastic game.
I guess.
I am continuing. I am still playing it right now.
Uh-huh.
But I also played something newish.
Oh, really? What you play?
Anthem, guys. Remember that game?
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to get back in that because of cataclysms.
Bad to worse.
So Anthem just dropped their Hail Mary update for the game.
Come with me.
And this update includes this new it includes a couple new story missions and this new like area called Cataclysm, right?
But does it come with a better game?
So about that, right? I didn't really get to dig too much into this because my heart just wasn't into it. Played the start of the new story, and you are this is real silence, guys, because I honestly can't tell you what the fuck you're doing. Like
you're ambiguously brown in space.
You talk about you talk to this guy, like you get a new portion of what's the tower called
Fort Tarsus.
Yeah, so you get to go into like the prison area.
Going
back into it, I was so excited, and then once I actually got in, I was just like, this is, I'm not up for this anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Because
usually our issue was...
The streak continues for DJ. where he gets super excited about a game and then is ultimately disappointed.
Because I thought our issue was, because I thought our issue with Anthem was like, it's just really around content. Because like the gameplay was fun.
Yeah.
How'd you feel with the getting back in the gameplay?
So that's the thing. Like, there's no difference. So it really became, okay, I'm flying to this point. Actually, before I even get to the gameplay, this game is failing, and we all know it, and matchmaking is showing it. So it took me, like, at one point, I thought the game had crashed because it just wasn't matchmaking. Yikes. And I was like, what is going on? And then I saw that the icon at the bottom left was, like, actually moving. I was like, oh, no, this is looking for a game right now.
Ghost Town.
Yeah, it was, boy. And I only got matchmaking with one other person.
Yikes.
Yeah, dude. And then once I actually got into the game, then it was just... Marcus.
I'm sorry. I just feel like Killmonger right now when he said, is this your king? Is this...
Yikes.
This y'all's king, BioWare? This is y'all tanked Mass Effect for?
Obviously not, because there's been a big shift in BioWare, but we'll talk about that later. So playing the game, like, honestly, I did one story mission, and I was like, all right, I'm bouncing now, because this is just not... I'm not in it for it right now.
Did you get any of the new weapons?
No, I ain't getting nothing new.
Damn.
I don't know where that comes from. I think that might be in the Cataclysm, not in the story mode. I don't know. But I just didn't get anything.
Because I want to try one of those new, like, melee weapons.
Yeah. Oh, actually, no. I did get a new... No, I didn't. I just got... I just got an upgraded version of the normal Colossus ground pound thing.
You know, jokes aside...
Shrugs.
I am sorry that they pulled the rug from under y'all like this. Because y'all were hype.
And we fought in the chat. We went ham.
But hey.
You and a lot of other people were very excited. And
there's winners and there's losers.
This is true.
And then there's Anthem.
And then there's Anthem. So the other thing I want to talk about is not so much a video game, but it is amazing to see. Cannon Buster.
Shout out to LaShawn.
Yes. So Cannon Busters is a anime that has been out. Yes, I know. But it has...
not been
recently
on Netflix.
Come out to Netflix.
Exactly.
Thus, new to me and a bunch of other people who saw this thing.
Essentially.
Cannon Busters is essentially about... the main character, his name is Philly the Kid. It
kind of gives me Cowboy Bebop vibes.
It's Cowboy Bebop inspired-ish in terms of the characters. It's a little bit of like Cowboy Bebop, Outlaw Star.
Trigun.
Yeah, it's like a mashup of like the greatest hits of Toonami, essentially.
Yeah.
And so basically the main character, his name is Philly the Kid.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Billy.
Philly the Kid sounds like a rapper from New York.
Yes.
No, it sounds like a rapper from Freeway, my guy.
So from Philly. He basically is just
this
guy that's just kind of going from town to town, like doing whatever he has to do to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And he meets up with two robots. One robot is named...
as you do.
Yeah. One robot is named Sam, and the other one is Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Sam is a... she's a robot that serves the prince of this royal nation that has been attacked and so on and so forth, and she's looking for the prince.
Mm-hmm.
So then it becomes like we're journeying to this destination kind of thing.
Mm.
And that's pretty much the crux of the first season. I'm not trying to like spoil it, because like there's a lot of cool things that happen in the show. I generally like it, and the main thing that I was taken back by was the moments of Philly the Kid speaking, and it's like, this is a black guy. Like, even the way he say shit.
Right.
Like, this is a black guy. And I'm like, this is what I have always wanted in an anime.
And it's not Phil Lamar.
Right. Right. Exactly.
The hardest working black man in show business.
Next to Lance Riddick.
True.
Man. So I'm just going to leave it at that. It's not the best anime, of course, but it is very entertaining. And they do not pull punches. Like, this is it goes from being like, oh, this is a cool, like, pretty, like, okay, we're all traveling, happy destination kind of thing. It gets graphic.
Like what?
It gets graphic. Like, the one thing I will say is that Philly's the Kid, he has a curse on him where he cannot die. Oh. In the first episode, someone shoots him in the shotgun. Or shoots him with a shotgun. Right in his chest. And he put they put a hole in his chest. And you see it. And like he gets up and he kind of walks towards the people or whatever. And like the frame is set up where you see the people through the hole in his chest.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And then
it closes up.
The hole closes up. Mm-hmm. And then a number appears on his stomach.
And that's number, his death count?
Yes, that number indicates how many times he's died.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Doesn't really sound like a curse, though. That kind of seems fire.
It's, you well, think. No, he feels it, though.
Oh.
He literally dies and then comes back. Like Hartman in Death Stranding.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, there we go. Nice reference. I can see that because all your friends are dead. All my friends are dead.
So yeah, like this is a really cool, what?
I was, no, well, good.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm sorry. My bad, guys. Here's my black card. But yeah, I definitely recommend like go watching the show. Like I literally binged it yesterday.
How many episodes?
It's you are questioning me, guy. I don't know why you did that. I think it's 12 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang. Anyway. You only did one season?
Huh? It's only one season.
So far.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'm committed to that. I'm feeling like this is going to get because right now. I didn't know that this had came out until like I saw it on a couple of the like entertainment sites. So I'm hoping that this that gets it enough of a boost to actually be able to push for.
Well, yeah, it's got a bunch of new eyes now. So hopefully,
yeah,
you know, shout out. Like I said before, shout out to LaShawn. And that is a Press X recommend from DJ.
Hell yeah.
All right. Now, before we go any further, we're going to have a word from our sponsors.
Shenmue 3.
Hey, everybody. Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure you keep getting the best last news, reviews, and all things video games? Then we need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, share it with your friends, your family, frenemies, people down the street. Every little bit helps. To see what we're up to throughout the week, follow us on either Facebook and Instagram at PressX2Start, on Twitter at PressX2S, and on YouTube at PressX2StartTV. If you've done this, many thanks. You're one of the good ones.
And we're back.
All right.
So.
That was a hell of a conversation.
It sure was.
Yeah.
But now it's time for the quick hits.
All right.
Quick hits, quick hits.
So, first up on the quick hits.
All right.
Four DualShock PS4 controllers are coming in, and there's a new gold headset design.
It's rose gold as well.
It's rose gold?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's coming this fall. The first color is electric purple.
Mm.
They got white buttons.
It has white buttons?
Well, the PlayStation shapes on it are white.
Oh, okay. Okay. Second is titanium blue.
I would get that, but I would like the shapes to also be white.
Yeah. Third is rose gold, as we said earlier. And the fourth is red camo.
Rosé!
Maybach.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
DJ has made it known that he is very unenthused with the lack of imagination in the Sony development camp in terms of these controllers.
We expect them to do that.
See, you have to have imagination with your fucking controllers on the Xbox because there ain't shit else to play. So you just gotta look at the controllers.
You gotta make some fire controllers.
But when you look at a controller, it looks cool, though.
So, that's all they have to look at.
Here's my example. There was a a forest green-ish teal and white control that they released. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm not a big green person, but I like...
It looked nice.
Yeah, I liked how it played with the white on the controller. Like, I feel like these...
MLK would have been proud.
But yeah, I feel like these controllers, they just don't cut it for me.
They don't
it
for you.
I feel like they need to take another step further with the design and actually make these things that work as like, you could put them on your coffee table and it can be like a talking piece. It doesn't have to be crazy, but it has to like be cool. As is right now, it's just like, all right, I got a purple controller.
To put it as a talking piece, like...
You want a cool controller, though. That's the thing.
He wants to put the controller on the table like it's one of them books that you put on your coffee table that people talk about.
And if I do, Marcus, huh?
Like, what a lovely controller. Said no one.
All right, number two. PS5 is rumored to be officially revealed in February of 2020.
In other news, water is wet.
So, according to an anonymous source from 4chan, Sony will host an
4chan.
Event. 4chan.
Hey, they've been reliable lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially Sony... with those mass shooters.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Oh, God damn.
But he's not wrong, though. So, Sony will host an event, the PlayStation Meeting 2020, in February 12th of next year, where the PS5 will make its debut.
Okay.
In addition to that, the new console and the third-party publishers, in addition to the new console and the third-party publishers that will be present, the event is also said to focus on upcoming first-party games such as The Last of Us Part 2 and Ghost of Tsushima, which are also going to be revealed, or are also going to be launched on PS4.
I hope Ghost of Tsushima is more accessible than Sekiro.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how I feel about Ghost of Tsushima, dude. Like, I think it's cool. I think we need more, like, of everything.
Yeah, we definitely need to see more for Ghost, because we have essentially seen nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do you find that cool, like, gameplay?
I mean, it looked gorgeous, but, like, there's so much more that needs to be seen.
Yeah,
because we don't really know what type of game this is right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a match 3 game.
It's a pachinko game.
So the source also claims that numerous tests have been carried out on the PSVR 2 prototype, and that we can expect to see the upgraded virtual reality hardware before fiscal year of 2021.
Okay.
So this is cool, but of course you gotta take it with a grain of salt. Number 3. Anthem's lead producer, Ben Irving, leaves BioWare after accepting a new exciting opportunity.
They had a producer?
So, just to give you guys a background of what a producer actually does, this is from Wikipedia. An internal producer is heavily involved in the development of usually a single game. Responsibilities for this position varies from company to company, but in general, the person in this position has the following duties: negotiating contracts, listing licensing deals, acting as a liaison between the development staff and the upper stakeholders, developing and maintaining schedules and budgets, overseeing creative and technical development of the game, ensuring timely delivery of deliverables, scheduling timely quality assurance testing, arranging for beta testing and focus groups, arranging for localization testing, pitching the game ideas to publishers.
Oh, he needs to get out of here then.
Basically, Anthem is fucked right now.
Yep.
I mean, but like, if he's supposed to do all that to begin with... He need to get out the paint then.
Wait, DJ, you said Anthem is fucked right now.
Yes. Shut up. Shut up. We would not tolerate Anthem
Marcus,
slander.
I didn't stutter. Anthem is fucked right now. Number 4. Dead Island 2 is officially on its third developer.
Boy.
Case you're counting. Development for this game started by Spec Ops The Line studio Jaeger from 2012 to 2016. Then it was passed to Sumo Digital from 2016 to now. And now it is on, Jesus, who is it? Dam Buster Studios.
That game is going to be cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep that joint on the shelf, player.
Right?
Just keep it at all times. Just don't let it go.
The next developer is going to be the trash can.
Terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so number 5. Need for Speed Heat won't have loot boxes. This is actually...
For now.
For now, right, yeah. So this is a statement that was given. So,
oh, they caught us. That's basically what happened.
The next game in Need for Speed series won't include loot boxes.
We said there wouldn't be any loot boxes. We didn't say there wouldn't be any surprise mechanics.
So, okay. The next game in Need for Speed series won't include loot boxes. According to EA's community lead, Ben Walkie, replied, I think I'm saying that right, Walkie?
I don't know, man.
Whatever.
I ain't
going
to play the game. So
sorry.
It don't matter.
Forgive me. I'm not good at names. Walkie replied to a user on Reddit saying, there are no loot boxes in Need for Speed Heat, and there won't be. Period.
Okay,
when another user asked how EA planned to monetize the game, Walkie replied, we plan to post launch paid DLC in the form of car packs. Later this year, we'll introduce a time save pack, which shows all collectibles on the map. That's it.
Why?
For the time save map? So, okay, so basically what this is kind of alluding to is that Need for Speed might be a little grindy. in terms of getting the collectibles. So this time save map will basically show where all the collectibles are on the map. So you can run over and drive over and grab them.
This is actually worse than loot boxes.
Wait, Cam, you caping for loot boxes?
Because at least with a loot box, you're like, okay, I'm making progression and this is a reward for my progression versus I can't actually build the type of car I want to build unless I drive this game for like, you know, 40 hours.
Because that's well, what... That's what car games need, RPG mechanics.
So as a person who has...
I got a level 5 car.
Like. Maybe that's the next gen, right?
God, man.
So as a person who has absolutely no Need for Speed experience, I don't exactly know what the collectibles are for or what they do, or like, are they like upgrades for the car kind of thing?
Because you see the upgrades for the car, cosmetics for the car, or it's going to be like one time use things. Like for example, if you're in last place,
like a grenade.
Yes, like a grenade.
Fuck or, yeah!
But it's just like, why? It's literally a racing game.
You know, I'll say this. The only way that I would be cool with these types of mechanics for a racing game is if it was a fucking speed racer game.
True.
I would be so okay with that because every car in that game is customizable. You're trying to kill each other on this track. I'd be cool with that.
That would be like a PlayStation version of Mario Kart.
Yeah, essentially. Yes.
Wait, what?
Or like Crash Racer.
They had
Crash
a speed racer game.
Was it good?
It was decent.
Do we remember this game?
No, it was many moons ago.
It. Yeah, it was on PlayStation 1. It was decent.
Oh.
They could have done better, but it was, you know, it was playable.
Okay. Number six. I almost jumped the gun. A new Saints Row game is deep in development at Volition.
Okay.
Cool.
Dildo bleeds.
When you throw it, it comes back to you.
Ew. I hate both of y'all, bro. I do. I can't stand either one of y'all.
Oh my gosh. Number seven. I'm sorry, Sean. Spelunky 2 is delayed beyond 2019.
Bullshit.
No, Sean, come back.
And they were like, thank you to all five people who
He's trying to, Derek, you the creator, he's trying to basically make the game more easily. Like, people watch the trailer, and it's like you can't differentiate the foreground and the background. So, yeah, he's focusing on a lot of, like, the graphics and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he's adding, like, new mechanics to the game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
But is he adding surprise mechanics to the game?
No. There are no microtransactions. This is a pure game.
So, yeah, Derek, you said on Twitter.
So, you think.
Derek, you said on Twitter, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get the release. Spelunky 2 this year. And development is still going well, and we're not far off target, but the density and detail of the game is demanding more time, which is fine. You know, give the game more time so it doesn't come out and it rolls on the ground like Anthem. And, you know,
it'll sell more than Anthem.
It probably will.
This matchmaking.
Actually, no, Anthem sold very well. That's also true.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't play us.
Yeah,
baby.
Because the advertisements actually did
you're
it.
You still caping for this game, nigga?
No, it's a fact though. It's a fact.
You still.
Meanwhile, Spelunky 2 came and get off the fucking ground.
Hey,
so,
hey. Oof. Whenever you start to disregard facts, your hair turns orange.
This matchmaking empty.
How about this? I guarantee you, Spelunky 2 will review higher than Anthem did. How about that?
But will it make money though?
Yes.
My pinky on eBay reviews higher than.
Because he actually taking time to make a full fucking game. All right.
Well. All
right.
Now to the heavy hitters.
There we go.
Hit us with some Nintendo news, Nintendo guy Sean MF Ross.
What the MF stands for?
Fuck you.
The MF stands for Nintendo.
Motherfucker.
So Nintendo basically is, since they, actually, did they even announce it? They didn't really announce it, but you bought a Nintendo Switch since July 17th, they actually have an upgraded model that we spoke about previously on the podcast. That
it has a red box.
Yeah. Basically, it has a red box.
Yeah.
So that's how you can find it if you want it now. However, if you did buy one of the older models, they will swap it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
GameStop is also
still open.
Yes. But they're doing trade-ins for the old Switch, and you can upgrade to the new one for $75. So they'll give you $225 for your old Switch.
Yeah.
And by $75, they really mean three gummy bears and some pocket lint.
I'm thinking about swapping mine.
Yeah, me and Shereen talked about it. We don't know. I mean, because...
But y'all don't play y'all's outdoors, though. I actually bring mine everywhere.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, we're just kind of like, I don't know if the battery life is really worth it to $75.
Mm-mm.
But yeah.
When did she buy hers, though?
It was before July. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, giggity.
Yeah. If only we waited.
If only.
So, Marcus.
Is it mine?
Is it yours?
Yes. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, it is. My bad.
Marcus can't
this
read either.
Breathes, right? This man breathes through two stars. My bad. Yeah. So, Mortal Kombat 11.
There we go.
So, they had the bright idea. I don't know why. To let a DJ voice Sub-Zero.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Dimitri Vegas.
Yes. Apparently a renowned Belgian DJ.
In Belgium.
Did you say in Belgian?
In Belgium.
Boy.
So you don't know math. You don't know your ABCs. You don't know your geometry.
I'm sorry. It's Belgia. Okay, cool.
Belgium.
Good Lord. So next week.
Or probably think Hitler is a rapper too.
Oh my God.
Blitler. Young Fuhrer.
Young.
We're about to cook these niggas. What's up?
Oh, shit. Oh my God.
Can't see me.
Young Fuhrer on the track.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh my God. Oh, man. They're gonna get us out the paint, boy. <All right. laughs>
Niggas
out of here.
Next week, or by the time you're hearing this, it'll probably be out. NetherRealm Studios will be releasing a Sub-Zero skin featuring Dimitri Vegas's likeness, and it features his voice.
Are they charging money for this?
It better be a free update.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
Oh, man.
But
hold on, is this something we want though? Like guest skins for characters and shit?
That you're gonna have, I would like... personally love for 21 Savage to voice Noob Saibot. So
that or Scorpion.
Exactly.
Yeah, I actually would like that.
I think overall, this could be something that could be cool. I just think because we have no experience with Dimitri Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know who that man is.
First name Dimitri, last name Vegas. I think this is a miss for us because we're just like,
I mean. Honestly, though,
yeah,
the main, like, I could see him getting the likeness isn't the miss. It's the fact that he's ass.
Bi-Han. Of course, Kuai Liang. You must answer for your crimes.
Yes. They should have given him Striker.
Exactly.
You, person who speak English, be a person on the game who speaks English.
He actually looks like Striker.
Yeah.
Like... people have been basically saying that he sounds like a low budget anime dub. He sounds pretty close to some of the acting on the original Mortal Kombat movie.
Yes.
Too bad you.
This is a throwback.
Will die.
Yeah.
But.
Makes sense now.
That's not a compliment at all.
So, yeah. I mean, shout out to Dimitri for securing that bag, but.
And with the finesse.
Never act again.
So, that's the thing, though. It's the fact that he is not good at that character because Ronda Rousey is Sonya Blade in this game.
She's not also good. Not that good.
Oh, okay.
She actually looks the part, but. She does, but she looks trash is as well. Not a great actress.
So, she didn't take me out of it only because Ronda Rousey is American, as far as I know, and Sonya Blade is American.
Well, I think the biggest problem, at least
that's your only criteria, bro.
I mean, this Belgian guy
this
is
Belgian dude playing a Japanese guy.
Yeah, it's just like, who thought? Like he's trying to do a Japanese accent.
Imagine
that's what it sounds like in Belgium.
Imagine if he showed up, he was like, what?
Like, oh,
Dimitri?
Okay.
Nani?
He took lessons?
Sashi booted in a scorpion.
But the thing about Ronda is like, at least for me, Ronda, I'm too aware of what Ronda Rousey already sounds like.
Okay.
And so all I hear is Ronda Rousey in Mortal Kombat.
Look at you being progressive and listening to women. Noah, what their voice sounded like.
And she didn't do enough to good differentiate job, her voice
yeah.
from her normal speaking voice. Yeah. But anyway, like I said, secure that bag, DJ Vegas, and secure it and never come back.
So the reason why he was chosen for this is because he actually created music for Mortal Kombat 11.
Really?
So they were good just, music.
Well, 21 Savage also did
that's
the opening.
Yes, but you got to remember, 21 Savage
is black.
Is black.
He was also arrested during the period of time.
hey, we're not talking about that part, okay?
Maybe he should have been Sub-Zero because he was arrested by ICE.
Hey! Wow. Boy, you on fire today.
That has been a Press X minute.
But Cam, take us home with the last heavy hitter.
Well, as you know, your president and Republicans have blamed video games for violence.
They most certainly have.
And in the spirit of 1990, they have also taken up this cause of trying to regulate video games for violence.
Yes.
So, Take-Two Interactive Software CEO Strauss Zelnick. Ooh, I think I said that right too.
I did.
Said Monday that
is there
is wrong
for that.
Huh?
Can we like give him like a prize or something?
Here's a cookie.
Said on Monday, it's wrong to blame gun violence in the United States on entertainment, and he's pushing back specifically against President Trump's suggestion that it is gruesome and grisly video games that played a factor in the recent mass shootings in the country. Now, both of these comments were in wake of the two attacks in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, or according to the president, Toledo, that left dozens of people dead. And what Mr. Zelnick said when his interview with Jim Cramer was that the truth is it's disrespectful to the victims and the families to point the finger at entertainment. Entertainment is a part of people's daily lives, their daily joy, and it's consumed worldwide. And it is the same worldwide that gun violence is uniquely American. And yep. That has to change. And that will only change if we address the real issue. Ooh, he's on it. Right. Mm-hmm. So Zelnick did not go as far as to spell out what he thought those real issues are. However, shares of a number of video game producers saw stock prices fall as much as 6% in one session last week following the president's comment. Now, there is no evidence to back the claim that guns are causing mass shootings, as CNNBC reported.
Hold on, rewind. No, what?
Games. That games are causing.
Guns are causing.
There's no evidence that guns are causing mass shooting.
Oh, boy.
It's the bullet.
Sorry, DMX. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Have you seen me throw a gun, though?
And get your ass up out of my club.
Okay. Yes, guns are causing mass shootings. But in response to these mass shootings, Walmart ordered its chains to remove signs and game demos that promoted video game violence.
Because that'll stop people from buying them.
But they did not take the firearms out of their stores.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
go ahead, T.
As we can see, this is a foolish debate. It's the same debate we had in the 90s, same debate we had in the early 2000s. However, what we're not doing is not banning white people. No, I'm joking.
Whoa.
Just joking. But no, we're not doing something to actively like address white supremacy, which were the causes for these particular shootings.
And
where
the room goes silent.
I know. Yikes. But no, seriously though, that is one of the causes when they were speaking specifically to the fact of white supremacy being the cause of these particular mass shootings.
Yep.
You know, and us not taking an active action to actually address these issues. And right. So,
I mean, ultimately, like outside of like the white supremacy of it all, there's also just there's not enough regulations in place to stop every average Joe on the street
mm-hmm.
from having access to guns.
Yeah.
Like,
did you know?
Oh,
God.
There is a loophole for
yes
owning a gun or for buying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a background check and it does not come back in 3 days, you could have the gun.
That is insane.
Yeah,
like,
or if, so the NRA I remember learning that the NRA lobby was so strong that in order to do like these background checks that they make the system so antiquated that like, they can't use computers or anything, they have to use like actual like
paper
yeah because the NRA was so specific. Or I remember, even though a lot of people hated the crime bill in the 90s because it had its obvious flaws, mm-hmm. but one of the things that it had in there was the actual original assault rifles ban.
Yeah.
And, you know, we think about how that part of the law expired and then where we are now.
And I mean, honestly, there's no rational reason for just a person to have an assault rifle.
You would think. However,
unless
they need to assault someone,
your yard is being attacked by 30 to 50 wild boars.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that clip? Pull out that gun, boy.
So, interesting enough, I saw this clip on Twitter where someone was playing Far Cry and they pulled out like an assault rifle. They'd like try to prove this point, and then the wild horse.
That's a different game.
The wild boars just pretty much killed the guy because it's 50 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they're like, you may get two of us.
But you can't get us all.
But interesting,
Area 51.
Every time we and whenever we have these discussions, they always point back to, well, what about places like Chicago, where you have all these gun regulations and you still have these high number of killings due to gun violence? But then it also goes back to the issue of
that's a whole other problem, I guess.
The state next to Illinois, Indiana, is not regulated, right. And so people just go get the guns there, like, and then they traffic them.
The counter argument to that is, if you look at illness, once we eradicate something and do vaccines, it's gone because we are eradicating it for the entire U.S.
Yes.
Not just one state.
Exactly.
So in Florida, they allow the teachers to carry guns now, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They have to pass complete a 144-hour training course, as well as I think they have to get periodic like checkups, mental health type shit, whatever.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
dealing with kids. I told you one more time, Timmy. If you get up, goddamn it, I'll shoot you in the face.
But why not just why not extend that to everybody? Like
exactly.
But then, here recently this week, there was
a story. If you have to sit your ass in the MVA, I'm sorry, Sean, for longer than 2 hours to get a driver's license. Do that for guns.
But check this out. Recently, there was a story this week where, like, the teacher had the gun locked up in a little box because they had, you know, it's one of those schools where they allow teachers to carry for protection. Yeah. And a first grader got into the box.
Oh, I could break these.
Did she have the key next to the bathroom key?
Gun key. Oh, perfect.
Can I use your gun? I don't know. Can you?
I'll show you.
I mean, ultimately, this just boils down to the same ass argument, like Cam said. You know, the powers that be still refuse to point the finger at what needs pointing and divert it to every other possible excuse.
Yeah. The crazy thing is that, okay, so the El Paso thing was actually unique because the guy was targeting Hispanics at the Walmart. But like, if you look at the Vegas shooting where the guy was shooting up a country music festival, like, he's targeting like other Republicans.
And I get wanting to blow up Walmart, but like, Jesus Christ.
Did y'all see that that guy in Norway, the 20-year-old who was about to shoot up a mosque, but the 65-year-old man beat his ass barehanded?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that brings me back to one Sir 21 Savage who said that niggas don't want to fight no more. I'll beat the shit out of everybody here.
So basically, we need 21 and the baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anywho.
It's just a mess.
Whole country trash, to be honest.
Whole time.
But what's not trash is this podcast.
Hey.
And it has been a wonderful podcast. Matter of fact, this has been another episode of Press X Star Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. And boy, did we have fun making it. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. In case you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at PressXNumber2Star.com. Until next time. You know what's funny? For the longest time, I didn't realize that a period, when there's a period, you could take a breath.
He really doesn't know how to read.
Did you get over here on that Einstein visa? Like Melania Trump, that Einstein visa?
Oh, man.
It like I mean when I say I just realized it was like
Reed with his fingers.
Hey, that is a legitimate strategy, okay? Like I mean this sounded is back in like elementary loud. School. I'm just like, oh, you can take a breath there. Oh, that's okay.
Elementary cool. school. All right, baby.
Then I go back down to draw my Mega Man characters. Until next time, this has been Press X Star Podcast.
Uno out.
Uno out.